And some of our guests are here now in the studio. We've got Esther Cohen and Tony Fallon here representing the library. Oh, Deborah Kamike. I always say your name wrong. Oh, I say it the third way is correct.
See what happened as soon as you said we were here? The phone started ringing.
Now they know you're here, Tony. And you guys are here today to talk about the Caro Library. You don't need the headphones if you don't want. And what's going on at the Caro Library? What is going on? Why, you've got a lot of stuff going on. It's summer now, so you've got all the kids out of school, and is the library busy and full now?
We do, and one of the new things that we're doing this year is we have the Museum of Innovation and Science from Schenectady coming down to the library to do programs.
And I'm at 518-989-6356. Thank you.
The fun of being live, right?
Should I repeat?
Yeah,
or?
You should probably repeat. Okay. People might not have heard.
Okay, so new this year is the Museum of Innovation and Science from Schenectady is actually coming to the library and doing programs. And we're coordinating programs with the Summer Rec program, and we have Cornell Cooperative Extension doing another Lego robotics. So we have something going on almost every day.
Did I see something about dinosaurs?
Yeah, so next Friday we'll have what's called a dinosaur dig, which is for young children, and they will uncover a dinosaur egg and then bring the dinosaur skeleton out.
Is this because you got dinosaurs in Caro already?
Well, we don't have dinosaurs. What we have are tree fossils. So, and there'll be more coming with that as well. So.
They haven't found any bones back in that forest?
No bones.
But they found all these crazy old tree fossils from how many years
from
ago?
The Devonian period, some fish fossils as well, which was an odd finding because you would not expect in a forest to have the fish fossils. So they believe there was some kind of cataclysmic event, tidal wave or something that came into Caro and deposited the fish. So there'll be more coming on that.
The Caro tidal wave.
There you go.
We're not safe.
You need to write a poem about the Caro tidal wave, Tony.
Well, Tony's got a job now. So one of the things that we've been doing for 10 or 15 years is trying to promote writing, including poetry in Caro. And we frequently have author Esther Cohen doing workshops. And Tony Fallon, who's a poet, has participated and was instrumental in setting up the Caro Library Writing Group. And every year we have a poetry contest. And this year we had Michelle Curtis win, and Glenn Bauer, and a young girl, Shea Gerber, who may come here later and actually read her poem. But in addition, this year we decided we were going to have a special award, and that was given to Tony, and Tony is now the Caro Library Poet Laureate. So,
whoa. Yeah, I was looking that up in the dictionary last night to see exactly what it meant.
Are you the first Caro Poet Laureate?
I don't know.
Yes, yeah. he is, and we'll see if he's the last. There is work involved. I do expect him to write some poems for the library, maybe for Library Court Sign-Up Month in September, for Poetry Month, for Library Week.
And he needs to rearrange the letters on the magnetic poetry thing on the Caro Library refrigerator.
There you go. That's part of it.
I understand one of the benefits is that I get to go over the Rip Van Winkle Bridge for $1.50 now.
Oh, somebody else has walked in. Who are you?
Shea.
Shea, and you're with the Caro Library too?
Yes.
Or are you going to read? We just talked about you a moment ago. You have a poem to read? Is that why you're here?
Yes.
All right. Well, you have the poem in front of you, Deborah. Is that
I do? And Shea was. We got a special director's award. And she did read this last night. We'd love to have her read it on the on air soon.
Leaves. Leaves are like children, the wind like a mother. She drags them about wherever she goes, but when she lets go, they can't hold still as they scatter and patter about.
All right, Tony, it sounds like you've got competition for... Yeah.
This might only last a year. As
Shay, are you ready to be Poet Laureate of Cairo? That shrug doesn't play so well on the radio, but yeah. In the room. is that your? Did you write that poem?
Yes.
And is that your first, or how did you start writing poems?
I went to a writing class at the Athens Library, and that's when I first started getting into writing and started liking it.
Wow. So local libraries are great for local writers, huh?
Yes.
And so you go to the Cairo Library, too, and find poetry books or words? You find new words?
Yes.
Yeah? What are you reading now?
A book series called Wings of Fire and The Land of Stories. The conclusion for The Land of Stories is just coming out, and I can't wait to read it.
All right, do you have a favorite part of the library?
The books.
The books, yeah, that's right. That's the best part. Mm-hmm. You could also, we also would have accepted the staff. what else, so are you going to any of the workshops, or what's going on this summer at the library?
I think Shaya is signed up for quite
up for a
few
couple, yeah.
things. I'm not exactly sure which one, but next Thursday is the summer reading program kickoff, and that's at 6 o'clock, and we'll sign people up. And
so you can still sign up. It's not full. It's
No, you can sign up all summer, and we'll be showing the Lego Batman movie at 6:15 next Thursday.
Next Thursday to kick off the summer reading program.
Mm-hmm.
So you can bring your Batman comics.
So we have also ongoing yoga for teens and adults. Esther Cohen will be back doing writing workshops. We have a program we're coordinating with Columbia Green Community College, Conversational Spanish. And for that, you would sign up through the college. We have a painting program based on Fibonacci with artist Ruth Leonard, who just completed a botanical drawing and stained glass workshop, and those exhibits are on display at the Cairo Library. So I would invite people to come in and see those. All of our events are posted on the Cairo Library webpage, on the calendar, and on Facebook as well.
And Esther, you've been giving these workshops for a couple, these writing workshops for a couple years?
Many, 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 many years.
I think, Tony, you've taken one, haven't you? Or at least?
I take them every year.
You take them every year.
Yeah, every year. And it's fun to be at her classes, and I encourage everybody. I'm always talking to people in the store if they write or and if they'd like to join the class. And one or two have showed up. But
is Shay old enough to come to the writing workshop? Do you have any age limits? Or
Actually, we have no age limits. And some years we do have young people. And it would be great to have you in the class. We could learn from you.
What happens at the class? What do you talk about or teach?
You know, what happens in the class is a lot. And some of it I can't say on the radio.
What happens in class stays in class.
But the most interesting part is that people write. And last night we had somebody new in the class, and he was kind of a standard classic new person in the sense that he was nervous, and he wasn't really sure if he had words inside him that would be able to emerge and form a poem. And he wrote one of the most beautiful poems. We wrote before the ceremony last night because they were all standing around and everybody wanted to write something. So we did. We write. And we talk.
But can you tell us what you do when you're not in Cairo?
What I do when I'm not in Cairo?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I'm a writer. And I teach writing, and I've been teaching writing for a long time, and I publish a poem a day on a blog called EstherCohen.com, In fact, this summer I'm writing a series for a new book called County Route 20, which is actually the name of the road where I live. And I think maybe for reasons of the law, I should change it to County Route 21 so no one would know actually that it's County Route 20.
Then you might have trouble somewhere else.
I might.
Maybe Columbia County or something.
Yeah. The book is, there was a famous book called The Spoon River Anthology written many years ago that's an American classic. And it's about a bunch of people who live all along a river and what their lives are like in the time the book was written. And my County Route 20 is, or County Route 21, let's say, is a series of poems about people who live along County Route 20.
Can you tell us a little bit about the house you live in?
I can tell you about the house I live in. So four of us bought a house 31 years ago. We all fell in love with Greene County. I live in New York City also, in a tiny, tiny, tiny apartment that's as big as the table in front of the microphone where I'm sitting. It's very small. And when we came to upstate New York for the first time and saw land and hills and trees, and we saw what Greene County actually looks like, we all wanted to live here. And so we bought a house after looking at thousands and thousands of houses. We bought a house actually on County Route 20. And it was a stop on the Underground Railroad. It was a safe house where people came on the path to freedom. And we felt like that house had a very strong, positive history, and we wanted to be part of it. So we're doing our best.
And Esther's books are available through the Carroll Library and through the library system. So
My last book of poems, actually, which won an award a week ago, is called Breakfast with Allen Ginsberg. And it tells the true story of a breakfast I had many years ago with the famous poet Allen Ginsberg. But I also write novels, and this summer I'm finishing a novel about upstate New York called Every Fish Has a Tail, T-A-L-E. Mm. What do you think? What do you think of that title? You look like a good person to test titles with.
Would you read that book?
I think so. I really want to try it.
And are local animals the characters in the book?
No, they're well.
I don't want to give too much away. Who did it?
Yeah.
It was the bear with the knife in the basement.
Right. It was the bear.
I do want to just give a shout out to poets and writers who, for many years, gave us a grant so that we could bring Esther to the library. We didn't get it this year because they changed the deadline. I was on vacation. I missed it. But thanks to the Friends Group who does fundraising for us, we're able to afford these kind of programs. And Esther doesn't charge much, but our budget is not that big.
But I do want to say that anybody who's listening who has any desire to write anything, you know, most people always wanted to write something. And my last novel is called The Book Doctor, and it's about everybody who wants to write a book and somebody who helps them do that. So in many ways, I'm trying to help you write the thing you've always wanted to write. And it's not only poems. We write prose. Tony's written some very, very beautiful memoir-ish material about growing up in Ireland. And other people in the class, it's a very talented class. And it's also a very open and receptive class to other people who have things they want to write. You're really helped in community to make your writing stronger. And it's wonderful to have readers initially, to have people there to say, that makes no sense. I don't like that character, or I do. It's a very positive and I think very good experience. And I want to say that even though I've been teaching a long time in a wide range of places, that it's my favorite class every year.
And I will say that probably of all of the programs that we do, Esther's is definitely one of the favorites, because we have people come in all the time and they do want to write, or they want to paint, or they want to draw. And the nice thing about the library is that you can experiment with all of those things and for free. And every year I get incredible feedback from the participants in the writing program. They just fall in love with the class. So I would encourage people to come out Thursday evenings at 6 o'clock at the Carroll Library for the summer.
We have free cookies, too.
Free cookies Thursday evening and words. And you can sign up anytime. You need to call or email, or what do you do?
Yeah, well, it would be great if people could sign up in advance so we can kind of juggle the rooms around, because we have so many programs that, you know, we have to figure out who should get what space. But
how many cookies?
What?
And how many cookies, right?
I have an infinite number of cookies. The cookies are infinite.
No, we get a pound, and if you're not there in time, you don't get any.
Oh, so you got to get there early. At 6 p.m. on Thursdays? Is that what you said for the cookies?
cookies and writing, yeah.
Deborah had mentioned, and sometimes it's candy too. Deborah had mentioned that I was very involved in getting the writing group going, but there's a lot of other people who were involved as well.
Sure.
And there's three or four, maybe five of us who are like the core that are there almost every week. But I think we have about 16 members in the group, and not all of the 16 are there at the same time.
And we're publishing a book this summer.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a book of writings. The writings are very strong. And it's a book of samples of writings from all the authors in the class.
So it'll be basically a local, all the writing won't be about the area, but all the writers will be from the area.
Right, all the writers are from the area, and it will be a chapbook publication of the Cairo Public Library. And we're going to have a book party where people will read excerpts from their books as well, this book.
And hopefully WGXA will come and
I was going to say, we'll have to
cover the book.
Yeah.
We'll have to have you back at the end of the summer to read the different parts.
That would be fantastic. Yeah. That would be fantastic.
So we'll definitely do that. What else is going on in the library? There's so much. It's like the community space for Cairo.
We've been doing a lot of art programs, and we have Stanley Maltzman, who's a well-known artist in the area, who will be doing a drawing program on Monday evenings at 6:30, a week from this upcoming Monday, and I can't remember the date, but it'd be great if people sign. Thank you. If people could sign up in advance, and if you don't have supplies, we'll have some basic supplies, so don't let that stop you. And we also have the drawing that based on Fibonacci's theories with Ruth Leonard, which still has some spaces available too. And my side will be coming in the second week of July.
Can you hold your plaque up to the radio?
The
viewers can see it. That would be great.
You think they can hear it?
That would be great.
It's a pretty basic plaque. It says Tony Fallon, Cairo Public Library, Poet Laureate 2017. Tony, from the day I met him, was like the Johnny Appleseed of poetry, you know, spreading poems around Cairo and Greene County. And he was really helpful, Tom, when you and I did the open mics, you know, coming and supporting that and supporting the writers and musicians. So,
well, all four are sort of Johnny Appleseeds of local words. You're with the summer reading program. You're talking about words, and you're the library and the local poet laureate and Esther giving the class about words. So everybody's spreading word seeds all around Cairo this summer.
Actually, the only reason I brought the plaque with me today was for the pictures. I was reluctant to bring it since Deborah was going to be here, and I thought she might ask for it back.
I said to Tony, I'm going to display it in the library for a couple weeks, and he wouldn't give it back to me. So. at some point, it will be on display at the library, but I'm not sure when that will.
For now, it'll just be this photo.
Right, and I'm sure Tony will have it at his hardware store on Main Street in Cairo.
And if you're listening and you didn't know, Tony also hosts a show, the Irish Show, on WGXC Sunday nights at 8, from 8 to 10. And we're trying to talk Esther into doing a show, and maybe we can get Shay into talking about books
maybe
sometime.
Maybe we can do it together. That would be fun. Do you have a literature show?
We have a youth show on Mondays called Bound by Books that talks to the young people, and it's run by some folks at the Hudson Library.
Mm-hmm.
So that is on. And
we also had a poet who did a show here. Is he still doing it?
Oh, Chris Funkhauser does a show once a month with some, and often talks to local and regional poets. Yes.
Yes.
And I'm sure we're forgetting some. We all talk to authors too all the time. So there's lots of words on the air, right?
So the other thing I would like to mention, of course, along with on Thursday nights in Cairo, is that in Catskill they now have a poetry reading or an open mic, which is heavy on poetry. Occasionally you have some musicians, but mostly poetry or prose. And it's on the fourth Monday night of the month at 394 Main Street in Catskill. And it's from 6 to 8 or 6 to whenever the last reader has read. Sometimes it's over at 7:30, sometimes it goes all the way to 8 o'clock. And there was one month there, and I think it seats about 45-50 people. And there was one month there were so many people that there was 6 or 7 of us standing around the wall. There was no seats for us. So it is well attended. So we encourage. I'm not involved with it, but I read, and there's a very receptive audience there. They love my poetry. And I want to encourage people to come and to know about it. You don't have to come every month, but you come now and again.
There was some reading series in East Durham?
That didn't work. I find that incredible that in the Irish community.
But Tony, were you going to ask at Gavin's if we could have people reading during Irish music?
Probably, and also McGrath's have pretty much agreed to give us one night there as well. But that's still not set.
Mm-hmm. When is Irish Music Week?
Irish Arts Week is from the 9th to the 15th, and it's taking place in East Durham. And there's a nightly concert, and then there's sessions in all the pubs up and down the 145, and off 145 as well. And then that's organized sessions that go on from. Probably from 9:30 until 12 or so. And then there's unorganized sessions where people just start playing music and other people join them. I've seen as many as 50 different people on the street outside the Shamrock or up in the yard at the Blackthorn all playing the same tune, and it goes on all night, mm-hmm. Sometimes 3, 4 o'clock in the morning.
And you're trying to work some more poets into that mix too?
Yeah. I have this strange thing with the Irish that there's no poetry involved in the whole week. And I sign up as a singer and then recite my poetry.
So you have to sign up as a singer and then you...
So one night there, they actually didn't want me to write, but to do my poem. And Mia Hendren, who... at the time was living in Ireland, but now is living here. This is a side track. Every morning I send out happy birthday to everybody my friend on Facebook. And she looked across at me and she said, "Are you the guy that sends out that poem?" They literally didn't want me to write the poem. And she said, "Are you the guy that sends out that birthday poem every morning?" And I said, "Yeah." And she said, let him give us poetry. So we become great friends. And so I signed up last year for singing and did my poetry. But now I started singing as well, so I used to sing in New York back in the 60s, and because of all the other things I was doing, I stopped singing, but now I started again. Deborah was annoyed at me because she had asked me to sing many times at festivals or something. Then she found out I was singing, right?
Well, yeah, all the open mics that you came to, that WGXC did with the library, and right. I don't think you ever sang, so we may have to do another one, Tom, just for that.
Just to hear Tony sing, yeah.
Just to hear Tony sing.
Yeah, well, I wrote a song, and I couldn't get anybody to record it, so I sung it myself. And it went on Facebook, and I got almost 2,000 hits on it within a week. So I don't know, was it the song they liked or the singer?
Well, hopefully we'll find out. Yeah.
Anybody else? What else do you have to say? Shay, do you have anything else to tell us? What grade are you?
Is this your first time on radio?
Yes.
So there's another first.
what grade are you going to be in next year?
Fourth.
Fourth grade. So you're still at Cairo Elementary.
Well, I'm homeschooled. Ah. So.
All right. And Esther, you have anything else to tell us?
I would.
I bet she does. We just got to ask her the right question.
I want to say that anybody listening who wants to write anything at all should join us. And next Thursday at 6 o'clock.
Next Thursday at 6 mm-hmm. o'clock at the Caro Library, mm-hmm. downtown Caro, right mm-hmm. behind the town hall. Mm-hmm. And
if you want to read a poem about County Route 21, you can look at my blog, EstherCohen.com.
And what else is going on in the library this week or coming up? There's all kinds of things. I know, like, the Peacemakers meet the second Wednesday there.
Yeah, we have the quilters. They come in, and people are welcome to come to that. We have a knitting and crocheting group that comes. Again, we have yoga Saturday morning, which is in coordination with the YMCA in Cooksackie. There's just a lot of stuff.
When's the reading group?
The reading group is... The reading group.
The youth reading group?
Oh, we don't have a youth reading group. We do have book clubs, adult book clubs, which meet on the second Thursday of the month. And the Friends, we have the Friends group, which people are welcome to join. They're going to be doing a used book sale at the shed by the library every Wednesday from 9 to 2, I believe. But again, our
that's the same day as market days this summer. So
same day, yeah exactly. Come out. There's a lot of things going on, and look at our calendar. And we're on Facebook, and we do have things on WGXC's calendar. So you have all of those places to get more info.
All right, and what's the give the website address just if people look?
It's just carolibrary.org.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they're having market day on. At the town hall anymore, are they?
Well, they changed it. First they said no, and then I believe the latest is they will, and I think it's starting next week.
Well, I don't think it is. I was at the other one yesterday, and they said no, they're going to stay up there.
Oh, okay. So then, you know, stay tuned. Apparently that's gone back and forth. The town.
Somewhere along Main Street.
Yeah. Up by
the school it used to be, yeah.
It's up there by the smoke shop. I shouldn't be mentioning tobacco on... and I do want to mention one other thing before we should suddenly go off or something. When we talked about the writing group in Caro, the one person who really and truly kept that going was Margaret. She was the one who started it, the idea of we having a weekly or a monthly, and on a few occasions she and I were the only two people who showed up, but she kept going, and now we've got it. Margaret Sullivan.
Margaret
Waldhelm, who actually was the poetry contest winner last year.
Last year, yeah.
And we do have her book available through the library as
She's a wonderful poet.
Wonderful writer.
Yeah, she's a wonderful writer.
Mm-hmm. She can.
She is a wonderful writer.
Yeah, again, thanks, Margaret, for keeping it going.
Okay. Thank you, Tom.
All right. Well, thank you guys all for coming. Esther, Tony, Deborah, and Shay, all...
Shaya.
All coming and talking about what's going on at the Caro Library. And you can go online to carolibrary.org for more information. All right. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.